Expert Witness, Democrats Using Mass Immigration to Gain Electoral Power. By John Binder on March 26, 2025. Laura Rees, the director of the Border Security and Immigration Center at the Heritage Foundation, says mass immigration helps Democrats boost their electoral power. During a House Homeland Security Committee hearing, Rees told Representative Eli Crane, R-Oz, that Democrats partly rely on importing millions of migrants to the United States to pump blue states with more residents and thus increase the size of their congressional districts. Briefly explain what liberal states plan to gain from mass illegal immigration and unchecked parole, Crane asked Rees. Part of it is headcount, Rees said in response. They are counted in the census even though non-citizens can't vote and are not supposed to vote. And those numbers are used for district and in Congress. And in turn, those same numbers are also used for the presidential electoral college votes. Emphasis added. Rees said she agreed that preferred redistricting goals are a major driver of Democrats' support for mass immigration. It gives them more headcount and therefore more districts, Rees said. The latest U.S. Census Bureau data shows that blue cities across the country are relying on mass immigration to increase their populations and thus move electoral dominance even further away from rural and small American communities. All of the nation's 387 metro areas had positive net international migration between 2023 and 2024, and it accounted for nearly 2.7 million of the total population gain in metro areas, a Census Bureau spokesperson said. Crane also played a clip of Representative Yvette Clark, DNY, in which she suggests that she wanted more migrants in her Brooklyn, New York City district to boost her political power. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. We have a diaspora that can absorb a significant number of these migrants, and when I hear colleagues talk about the doors of the inn being closed and no room in the inn, I'm saying I need more people in my district just for redistricting purposes, Clark said in the clip. Last May, House Democrats voted unanimously to continue including foreign nationals, illegal aliens among them, when apportioning congressional districts in states and thus when deciding how many electoral college votes each state receives. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.